right now, it is time to be pleasant. It's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, folks. Yes, but it's going to get warm, right?
No, not really. It's going to be warm enough where it's going to rain, but then on Wednesday, Wednesday morning, it'll turn back to a little bit of snow. So.
No, yes.
She's just repulsive. On the other hand, we're not in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's true. But 'tis the season.
It is.
The towns are all now lit up because everybody had their tree lighting and holiday fairs. So we're really right in the middle of the season.
And Sharon's, of course, has the menorah and also the Christmas tree by the War Memorial this year.
Right, yes. Couldn't put it on the green because of the newly planted grass.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're all set for the holidays. And it was a busy, busy weekend. Loads of fairs and loads of festivals.
Yes,
and always nice time of the season, except for ice. So we had a busy week, even though there were some meetings that were canceled or moved around. The hospital did have its update this past week, and they talked about, which was the maternity unit was on a lot of people's minds. It's still open, but births are down, and they did acknowledge they're having trouble getting OBGYN docs, which is a big problem. So that was of interest to a lot of people, as well as some of the other aspects of the hospital. During that meeting, it was announced that Mark Herko is now the new CEO. Denise George has been the interim for about 10 months, replacing Peter Cordeau, who was now down at Norwalk Hospital. So the hospital now has its next president. We were over at the wreath-making production night at FFA, which is always fun. And I just want to let people know the store is open and go support the kids. They
open every day.
Work.
Yeah, open every day right through the 23rd.
23rd. From,
and there's a second night for wreath-making.
There is. It's this Thursday.
Yeah, this coming Thursday.
Yeah, and it's just Dave Moran, the chairman of the department, said, you know, this is their biggest fundraiser. And the kids basically, I mean, the teachers help, but the kids decide where the money goes. They vote on how to use it. And but they learn just so much in that program. It's wonderful.
Yeah, they decide everything about the store. They run the store.
They do. They run the store. They run the sales, the cashier, the inventory. Yeah, it's wonderful. We also did get to the Festival of Lights Gala at Noble Horizons, which was, as always, very lovely, and lots of beautiful decorations for bid. And good old auctioneer Dave Beiersdorfer did his thing, and a lovely evening was had by all.
Right.
And again, they raised funds to enhance the lives of the people who
the residents,
live at Noble.
Yeah.
So, just to go back to Canaan and the issue of boarding houses, the Planning and Zoning Commission wants to put a moratorium on them. There's been some concerns over the definition. Is it boarding house? Is it sober house? And there was a meeting set for December 23rd. That has been changed. I'm not sure when it is now, but stay tuned, because that's an issue that's coming up. There are a lot of people concerned about the proliferation of those types of houses. And speaking of Canaan and P&Z, there is the court case coming up on asphalt. That's going to be at the Torrington Courthouse on Wednesday morning. So, looking ahead now for the week, Marshall, I don't know what you've got, but
I've got a
triple header tonight with selectmen and in Salisbury are meeting. They moved their meeting up a week, and Falls Village Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen is tonight. I think we also have Sharon Board of Ed. Am I correct?
Yeah, we've got the Planning and Zoning also in Canaan coming up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon Board of Education is at 6:00 tonight. It's a pretty packed day today.
Packed night.
And the Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting tomorrow.
Right. And so we have that back in the calendar. Yep.
And West Cornwall has the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting tomorrow, and the Housatonic River Commission, and the Waste River meeting, and the Board of Finance for Sharon meets tomorrow.
Oh, gosh. I think
they're stuffing them all in here.
Stuff them in before, and then it's dry.
Ho, 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 right?
Right. Ho, 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 and then forget it. We scrap the news for the next couple of weeks.
We scrape, exactly.
But we should remind people also that, once again, there's another dinner coming up. We had the Thanksgiving dinners for the public. There's a North Canaan, the Catholic Church, is sponsoring a community Christmas dinner coming up on Wednesday. It'll be from 4 until 6 p.m. Uh-huh. Now, Sharon residents are invited, and I would think that that means that if you're from your surrounding towns...
Everybody's invited to
You're
those,
invited
yeah.
to it. You're invited
yes,
to it.
Yes, they're wonderful. There's also the chicken pot pie dinner.
That's coming up at the White Hart for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association.
Yep.
And, folks, the $30... By the way, there's only 50 reservation slots. 25 are gone already. It always sells out. So if you want to go, contact the White Hart Inn. But remember this: the $30 that they charge for the pot pie and for the dessert, every dime of that goes. So they take nothing for expenses. Everything goes to the Salisbury Winter Sports Association.
That's fabulous. Yeah. Marshall, I don't know if you know if Region 1 has been rescheduled. I have not heard.
What do you mean, for today?
No, for any day. I mean, the meeting was canceled last Monday, and
I have not seen anything, but then again, I think I would be probably one of the last
maybe
people.
They sent a fax, and it's lying there somewhere.
I'm one of the last people in the world that's going to get something from Region 1.
you would have heard it otherwise.
Well, you're on their list, but...
I certainly am on their list, the wrong one.
I have not heard if... When it's been rescheduled. It was canceled for snow last Monday, so
yeah.
I have not heard. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one. So, yes, and next weekend looks kind of quiet. I'm not sure.
The Trixie Strauss Bird Count is next weekend. It's done every year at the Sharon Audubon Center as part of a national bird count with the Audubon Society. But that's really about it for...
There's not much. The Souterrain Gallery is hosting a book signing on the 14th for Valerie Fisher. But otherwise, it's going to be rather quiet after we get through all the meetings this week. And then we go into holiday mode, as we said, and we'll be scrambling. So.
We can just pass along one other thing, that if people want to donate to two local charities, Sunday in the Country Food Drive served over 600 turkey dinners for...
Did it really?
For Christmas.
Wow.
For Thanksgiving. They're doing it again for Thanksgiving. So if you want to donate to them, 518-267-9865. And also, if you want to...
NASCAR Dave's tentacles reached from Florida. It's fabulous.
He was here yesterday, live.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, good,
those
good,
weren't
good.
Tentacles.
He was here. So,
wonderful. Well, his successors have really done a fabulous job.
Yeah. And the Adopt-A-Family program in Millerton, which serves 300 children, can use your help. You can donate there at 518-789-4508. Troop B has their Phyllis Trooper, until December 18th with the new unwrapped toy. Mm-hmm. Salisbury Bank also is doing the same
collecting
thing.
Collecting toys, yeah.
Yeah, so.
This is a season where, not that people aren't generous all year, but it really shows at this time of year it's amazing what people give. Yeah.
All right, Ruth, that's about it.
Okay, well.
Ruth, put your Macintosh on.
I'd say instead of putting your roller skates on, get your water skis on.
Get my water skis and go trouncing around, and we will talk to you next week.
Go jump in a puddle.
Right.
Take care, Ruth.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report, rep-am.com on the web.